Aleishur Chelek Beis Daf Chaf Daled. Perek Sheni, the second chapter, Gidrei Adam Bechazal. The definitions of Adam in the writings of Chazal. Beferek Zeh Nisbonin Bezas Hashem Bechol Hagdaris Shel Adam Hanimtzais Bechazal. In this chapter, we will examine all the definitions of Adam that we can find in Chazal. Uvazet Tzteyer Lefaneinu Temuna Makifa Meikef Adam Vavidasei. And thereby will have an encompassing picture of the extent of a human being and his avoda. Paragraph Aleph, Rav Omar Mav'e Ze Adam. When the Mishnah speaks about Mav'e, according to Rav, it's a reference to a human being. Dichsiv, he quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Chaf Aleph, Amar Shemer Asa Boiker Vegam Laila Imtiv Ayun Be'oyu. Be'oyu hu Leshein Tefillah. If you look at the pasuk in Yeshayahu, this Tiv Ayun Be'ayu is a reference to Tefillah. And from that, we derive the term of E, which according to Rav, therefore, is a description of a human being. So Be'ayu L'shem Tefillah, V'nikah Adam Kan Mav'e Al Shem Shu Mispalel. So the Mishnah calls him Mav'e because this is a being who davens. Zoi Hagdara Ho'ilemesis Adam. This is an appropriate definition for a human being. Ki Mikol Hanivraim. Out of all created beings, human beings, the only one who stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and speaks to him. Rav Chaim explains that in Tefillah there are two distinct types of intent. Hakavana shel ma'aseh ha-tefillah. First of all, the intent, the idea of the act of Tefillah. Vehakavana shel pirush ha-milos. And then understanding the words that one is saying. Kavanas ma'aseh tefillah, the first one, the understanding of the act of tefillah. He shu omed lifnei Hashem. The person has to be aware that he is standing before Hashem. Ayin b'chidushei Hagaon Rav Chaim b'hilchos tefillah. That's where he says it. Hari zoi mahusoi v'gam gadlusoi shel adam. This is the essence and the greatness of a human being. Asher b'chochoi l'isyatzev lifnei koinoi lo seis v'lo seis imoi. He has the ability to stand before his Creator and to discuss with him and to plead with him. Paragraph base. Vine Mav'e Ze Adam. Again, the Mishnah in the Gemara, the beginning of Bava Kama. Mav'e is a reference to Adam. Hu echad me'arba'a avois nezikin. That's one of the four primary forces of damage, of harm. Ha'adam betiv'oi mazik. A human being is naturally prone to cause harm. Mu'ad le'ilam. Always mu'ad, bein er, bein yashen, whether sleeping or awake, is considered to be capable of harm. V'nei ein kavanas ha-mishnah lo'imar ki dalet avois eile alulim b'mikel ha-zik. The Mishnah does not mean to say that these four primary forms of damage are liable to cause damage incidentally. Ela zeu gidram. Rather, this is a definition. Ki b'mahusam hemazikim. Their essence is that they cause harm. V'atzad ha-shaveh shebaim, the common denominator, shedarkam lehazik u'shmir asam alecha. It's their way to cause harm. And therefore, one has to be careful. One has to ensure that they don't. V'ha'adam mipeneishu bardas, a human being, having a mind, alul lehazik yosem mikol ba'al chayim acher, is more liable to harm and to damage than any other being. More than he takes care not to be harmed, he has to take care not to cause harm. Being that human being, again, is one of the primary forms of harm, damage. It's a great mila if he's exceptionally careful not to cause harm. As Chazal put it in Bava Kama Daf Lamed, man deboi lemehavi chasida likayem milei din zikin. A person who wishes to be a chasid must fulfill the words of nezikin. In other words, avoid harming and damaging. Hare inei Chazal metayfin, uvhaamidam es adam menavois nezikin, when Chazal place a human being among these primary forces of destruction, meramzim baze atzmoi al ma'alasei agdoila. They're hinting to a human being's great level. They're saying to us, look at this awesome creation. I've been zikin mizeh, v'omed lifnei Hashem idach. an Avnezikin, a form of damage, who stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oy kalech leidach gisa, you could put it, you could invert the statement. Oy med lifnei Hashem umdaber imoy kasher daber ish el re'ehu. A human being is a being that can stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and speak to him as one speaks to his fellow. Uvechol zos mazik. And nonetheless, at the same time, he is a mazik. Rimemus kazeis v'shiflus kazeis. Such exaltedness and such lowliness. Hamispalel hamazik. The being that davens and can cause damage. Davar nirau ha'adam. A human being is an awesome thing. Paragraph Gimel. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Adam is an acronym. Efer Dam Mara. A Gemara in Sita Daf Hei. Rashi. Lama niko shemoy Adam. Why is he called Adam? Shu Efer. Ashes. Dam. Blood. Mara. Bile. Klemar kuloi hevel. Vanity. Lechach al yizgein. Therefore he should not be arrogant. And then Rashi explains. Mara ilach luchis mara yitzes min amerira sheba kaved misgaveres ba Adam. Issues from the gallbladder. Hakol lefi achodashim v'shinui ha'itim. It's dependent on the weather, the time of the year. Ulefi ha'achal shochel. It's also affected by the food that a person consumes. Val yadei ha'ba'in cholayim ungayim u'machovoyes. And it's related to health issues. Yesh shekorim b'dvar ha'rufim merira shechoyra. V'yesh shekorim merira aduma. Doctors speak about different types of bile. Humors in the old days. Ha'im ha'adam rak eifer dam mara? Is a person only a combination of these physical elements? Halo tzelem elokim uvasfarim mevu'ar sheikar adam u'aruach. The essence of man is his soul. Omnam im mishu yezehes etzmo im gufoy. Indeed, if a person identifies himself with his body, ve'yachshov sheikar adam u'aguf, and believes that the essence of a human being is his body, noichichenu al ta'usei, we will point out to him his mistake. We'll say to him that the body is besar adam, but not the essence of the person himself. But a person who knows his importance, knows his stature, who is the he will identify himself with his body, and will revise to himself this lesson that he is a physical being. Shomar ki lo yina'e l'yikare Adam ki me'adam alukach. Adam HaRishon, who said that it's appropriate that he should be called Adam because he was taken from the earth. That's a statement in Bereshis Rabba Perek Yud Zayin. V'zoyz k'mo Rashi kasav kan. The reason is, as Rashi explains, kuloi hevel lechach lo yizge'e. Knowing that he is made of physical substances, he will not come to ga'ava. Hayoidea ma'alasoy v'chashivusoy. A person is aware of the greatness of being a human being. He knows his stature and his importance. Kariv kol kach lizgoyes is so close to being arrogant, ad shemutav lirois es etzmoy ke'efer damara, to the point where he must be reminded to see himself as physical substances. Oidzus anulumdim in divrei Rashi el amara, further teaching from, further insight from Rashi's statement over here, ki adam enu yetziv betiv oy, that human beings are not completely stable. V'shinui ha'itim v'amachalim mashpi'im al matzav ruchoi. Different times of the year, different foods have an effect on a person's mood. V'ein adam ba'olam hanimtza tamid b'matzav ruach shaven. No person is constantly in the same mood. Our moods fluctuate. Lachen utzerich tamid li'ilachem ilchol shasei. Therefore, a person has to overcome his weakness. Paragraph Daled. Tzelem udmos. We have a tzelem elokim. We resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu in essential ways. We stand before our Creator face to face. That's on the one hand. Me'idach on the other hand. Av nezikin ve'efer dam mara. A human being is liable to cause damage. He's a physical being. Kitzad yis achadu hafachim eile v'yashlimu b'neim. How can these opposites be reconciled? Or yilai yisher adam tamid shasua ben hafachal. Maybe they're not reconciled. Maybe a person is always left split between his opposites. Yesh midah me'achedes u'mashlimas adam. There is a midah that unifies and perfects, completes the person, makes him whole. Says the Braisa in Shavuos Daf Chaf Vav. Tonu Rabbanon ha'adam bishvua. The Braisa quotes this pasuk in Parshas Vayikra, in Perek Heyo Vayikra, Ha'adam bishua, and the Brisa comments, perat le'anus. To exclude the case of a business anus, Rashi explains, ha'adam bishua, she'e adam bishas shivua. An oath is only valid when the person is an adam, when he takes the oath. She'e liboy alav. A difficult phrase to translate. His heart must be with him. Perat le'anus, and thereby we exclude an anus. If an anus makes a shivua, it is not valid. Kedim faresh le'kameh, as Gemara explained just now, kegon bishua le'she'avar, the typical case is when a person took an oath about something in the past, and he, as far as he was concerned, was swearing about the truth. He took an oath that was true. Uvag marashem, Rashi is referring to this Gemara. Omar mar ha'adam bishuva pat le'anus hechidami. What is an example of such a case? Kederav kahana v'rav ase, ki avu kaimi mekaimi deram, the two talmidim of Rav, Mar Omar Shivuasa Dehachi Omar Rav. Umar Omar Shivuasa Dehachi Omar Rav. They had an argument about what Rav said, and the argument was heated, and at some point both Rav Kahana and Rav Asi took an oath. No, this is what Rav said, and the other one took an oath. This is what Rav said. Ki asu lekamid Rav Omar Kechad Minai. When they eventually came to Rav to clarify, he said one of them was right. Omar Leidach Vana Beshikra Ishteboy. The other one said, am I considered to have taken a false oath? Omale libecha anascha. Rav replied, your heart compelled you. Rashi explains, libecha anascha ke savura yisa li shavab emes. As far as you are concerned, you took a correct oath, a true oath. You swore in truth. This would be a case of somebody who is excluded. It's not a shvua, it's an anus. He's not an adam under these conditions. The author elaborates, Hare nishbau mitoch hanacha vada'is ki kacho emes. This Amoira took an oath being convinced that that was the truth. Aval liboy anasoi, but it's considered liboy anasoi, v'nikaze shelo haya adam bishas ha'shvua. And we're being taught that he's not fully a human being, he's not an adam at this time of oath, because it turns out he was wrong. Imken mau adam. So what are we learning over here? What is an adam? An adam is a person who takes an oath with clear knowledge and does not make a mistake. He's not misinformed. He's not making a mistake. It's not enough that he thinks this is the truth. It must be truly so. It's quite possible, like we see in this incident with the Amoraim, that he took an oath with what he thought was complete knowledge and with clear logic. If it's a situation where the Metzius is not what he thought it was, then he's not called Adam. What emerges is as follows. Ha'adam hu bal das berura v'amitis bli shum ha'alama v'taus. Adam is a person with clear, true knowledge without making a mistake. Hadas, he, ha'adam shu ba'adam. That knowledge, that perception, that understanding, that's the human being in the human being. Davar gadoil hinenu lomdim mikan. We learn something very great and profound over here. Ha'adam shu b'da'atoy ha'shlema v'ein liboy anasoy. Person with complete das, he's not making a mistake, who shakuf legamri le'atzmoi, he's completely transparent to himself, ve'amiti legamri klape ha'mitzius mibachutz, is completely truthful and correct vis-a-vis the reality outside of him. Ha'adam ha'shakuf hazeh, this transparent being, kol koi chisav nirin lo'i bevasachas, all of his forces, predilections, are clear to him simultaneously. You can see it all. He can see the highest level and the lowest yetzer. Even when he's at a high level, he doesn't ignore his lack of stability. The fact that he's liable to make mistakes and to cause harm to others. It's specifically this encompassing das, he has seileles derechim shkula, that is capable of paving a path in life. Benitzula kochis agvoyim, by utilizing the high forces, the high capacities of human being, v'zihrus mekochos ha'shvelim, and being careful of the low forces within a human being. Paragraph Hey. Mish ein v'isha einoi adam, shenema v'ikra shemam adam. Gemorin v'moist av samech gimel, a person who is not married is not an adam. Based on the Pasukim Bereshis, that Hashem called Shemam Adam, only when it's the man and the woman together. Hashem Adam chal rak al ish v'isha b'yachad. This term is suitable only for a husband and wife together. Hu asher nikba benusach ha-bracha. That's what Chazal established in the bracha that we say when a wedding takes place. Asher yotzares Adam betzalmoy. He created them with his own tzelem, betzelem demus tavnisoy. So a human being is essentially similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'iskin loy mimenu binyan adei ad. And Hashem made for him an eternal edifice, but mimenu, from within himself. A Gemara in Ksubo Yistavches. Mimenu, davar gadol zehu mimenu u'me'atzmoy. This great idea of a marriage which forms an eternal edifice comes from within the person. Ki ishtoi kegufoi, as Chazal say, ishtoi kegufoi ve'ina mibachutz. She's not outside. She's part of him. Binyan adayad hi anekeva kosav Rashi sham. Rashi then ksubois writes that this phrase, an eternal edifice, is a reference to the wife. Ish ve'isha nikaim livnois biyachad binyan adayad. This man and this woman are called, they're summoned, to build together an eternal edifice. Ha'ish ha'chayes chayav levad, the person lives his life alone, afi mi'asok betorah uv'ma'asim tovim l'arev, even if he's involved in Torah and Chesed, aval einu boines ha'binyan ha'de'ad hazeh, but he's not involved in constructing this eternal building, adayin le'atzmoy hochay ve'en ze adam, he's still living for himself, and this is not called an adam. He's deficient in this sense. Hinenu lomdim mikan she'adam lo nivra le'atzmoy. What we learn is that a person was not created for himself. Kol echad ve'echad hu charuz. Each individual is a bead. Bashalsheles hagdola shenimtecha m'adam harishon ad ha-mashiach. In the great chain that is stretched from Adam harishon until Mashiach. Kasher kara kadosh bo shemam Adam. When Hashem referred to them together as Adam. Hu kava baze ki Adam yechida shel mashpi o mekabel. What Hashem was enacting is that Adam is a unit made up of a bestower and a recipient, and that both together produce this eternal edifice. There's a further, deeper concept over here. We don't want to delve into Kabbalah. Very briefly, this concept is hinted to in Rav Chaim Mivolozhin's commentary on Pirkei Avos, Al Masnisin, She'al Korchacho Atachai. The mission in Pirkei Avos, it says, Al korchacha atacha, you live against your will. Rav Chaim writes, Ki neshama eina roitza lered laguf ashe b'olam ha-sheker zeh min oilam kadosh elyon olam shafel. The neshama does not wish to descend into a body in this false world from the world, the holy supreme world that it resides in, to this world. Val shiflus oilam kivnu chazal b'nusach ha-kadish. It's regarding the lowness of this world that Chazal enacted in the Kaddish to say Be'alema di vera chiruseh, the world that he created according to his will. Vehu kinyan birkas she'osani kirtzonoi bevekas isha, and this is parallel to the bracha that a woman makes she'osani kirtzonoi. Just like Be'alema di vera chiruseh, this is the world, this physical world is the world that Hashem created in accordance with his will, even though there are higher, holier worlds. There's a similarity to the bracha that a woman makes, She'asani kirtzoinoi, he made me in accordance with his will. Hakbala mufla'a, says the author, there's a wondrous parallel bein kiddush shmo yisbarach be'olam gashmi davka, between sanctifying Hashem's name specifically in a physical world, uvein hashlamas adam b'isha davka, and the fact that a human being finds his perfection in his relationship with the woman. Ha'ilam nivra chir oseh. The world was created, the physical world was created in accordance with Hashem's will. Legadeil ulkadesh shemo yisbarach b'soho, in order to sanctify Hashem's name in this physical world. Ve'ayisha ne'esa ki ritzonoi, and a woman was made like Hashem's will. L'saken mimena binyan adead, in order to create together with her an eternal edifice. Vidaibaze, that's as far as we're going to go with this concept, which is really rooted in Kabbalah. Paragraph Vav. A person who doesn't have ground, doesn't have land, is not an Adam. Shenemar, the Pasuk in Hallel, in Tehillim, Hashamayim, Shamayim Lashem, Vehaoretz Nasan Livnei Adam, in Yevamos Daf Samech Gimel. Gam Mekomo Shel Adam Uchelek Mimenu. A person's place is part of him. Umekomo Shel Adam Uakarka, and a person's place is the earth, the ground. That's where we grow, that's where we serve. Mao inyan mekomo shel adam legabei avodah so yisbar bezas Hashem befirk ches. The relationship between a person's place in his avodah will be explained a little later. Kan namoid al kesher adam el karka. Here we want to just establish the connection between a human being and ground. Rabbi Elazar korach shteimros biyachad. Rabbi Elazar wraps up, combines the two statements together. Zeshel mishen lo isha. The statement about the person not having a wife is not an Adam. Zeshel mishen lo karka. And the one about a person doesn't have land. It's because there's an inner connection between them. Ein shlemus komas Adam li isha. A person cannot reach his full stature without a wife. Vechen ein shlemus komasoy bli karka. And he also cannot reach his full stature without karka. What does that mean? Do we need to be real estate moguls in order to be an Adam? Not quite. Tamid his hero son Maran Rabbi Yerucham al Yesod Gadol Bavida. Rabbi Yerucham Levovich always warned us, often warned us about a fundamental idea in Avodah. Rak loy letapes l'shamayim. Don't storm the heavens. Bilshana used to put it, of course, in Yiddish, nor nit kriechen in Himmel. Don't storm the heavens. L'azharazo yesh mashma'us amuka. This warning has a deep significance. Kol hanichnas l'avodas Hashem bereish chazak. A person enters the realm of avodas Hashem with strong emotions. Nichsaf l'kirvas abore. He's yearning for closeness to the Creator, ul asaga gvoa, and he's yearning for great understanding, great perception. Avodah yibinav, to him, avodah means hishtapchus hanefesh bisfila, pouring out one's soul into fila, bismasrus limud Torah, devotion to the learning of Torah. Maasim shel derech eretz v'chesed nirim lo kevitul Torah. He might look at derech eretz and chesed as a waste of time. Alulu liyisalem mimatzavo amiti, is quite vulnerable, is likely to ignore his true state. Migufoy vechochosav, he might ignore his body and various forces within it. Mibeisoy usvivasoy, he might ignore his home, his environment, vechiyuvav klapem, and his obligations towards these. Avoida kazois tipus l'shamayim. That sort of avoida is what Rav Yerucham referred to as storming the heavens. Vehiloy setzliach, it will not succeed. Birgav hana'alim biyoseh, at the most exalted moments, a person must not forget that he stands on the ground. His feet must be firmly rooted in the ground. Our world is a world of action. Quite possibly, the greatest closeness to the Creator, a person attains specifically in some dry act of running to do some chesed, or some devoting himself to some matter of a mitzvah, shekol ha-machshava nesunah levitzui yail, where one's thought needs to be dedicated to effective execution. Bli kol efsheros shel machshavos gvoyos, without any possibility of thinking high thoughts. Hein, mi she'en karka mitachas aglav eino adam. A person without solid ground under his feet is not an Adam. Paragraph Zayin. Besikum shel kol ma shenisbarer befek zeh, as a summary of everything we've explained, nisbonen b'shorish milas Adam. Let's look at the root of this word Adam. Hashla meva'er. Vayikra es shemam Adam, that pasuk in Bereshis, he called them Adam. Zeu perush al toldeis Adam v'sofo. It's an explanation about a human being and his end. Im devuk hu lemalo, umizdame lo yizborach. If a person cleaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emulates him, leilech mitachav, to go in his ways. Nikashmo be'etzem Adam. Then he's called Adam. Milshon Adame le'elyoin. derived from the pasuk that says Adam Elohim, I resemble the Supreme One. And furthermore, Al Kiseid Musadam, as Yechezkel put it, that he saw something like Adam on the throne of Hashem in the first chapter. If he separates himself from cleaving to Hashem, then he's called Adam because of the earth from which he was fashioned. He is dust and he will return to dust. The connotation of resembling the Supreme One, that's of course the purpose, that's the ideal. Ki hara lo nivra rak bavur tiv. Anything negative was created for the sake of that which is positive. That's from the Shla in his Sefer. Ikar Adam udavuk lemalo mizdomelo izbarach. To paraphrase, the essence of man is to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to resemble him, begeder Adameh. And that's what we called Adam, Adameh, I resemble. Hayesoid lizdamos, the foundation for this ability to resemble Hashem, hikdushas aneshama yudis, is the holiness of a Jewish soul, shimitiv'ah devukah b'Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is naturally attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedusha pnimis zoi, dochefes es ha'adam lizdamos l'midesav, this inner sanctity pushes a person to resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to emulate his midos. Nisboinanorega, let's take a moment to reflect. What obligates us to have good midos? One can offer a number of answers to this. Yesh shamru, shadamu yitzur chevasi. There are those who say that a human being is a social being. Vine ein hacheva enoshis yechola liskayem. Human society cannot endure. Im kol echad yichye kfi ole al ruchu. If each person lives as he wishes, bliz chashvus im zilosi, without taking into consideration other people. Lachin mochach adam liyes tov. It's purely pragmatic. In order to allow societies to exist, we need to be good. We need to be considerate. That's one answer. Ha-epikorsim, kloma epikuro yovani v'talmidav, the Greek philosopher Epicurus and his followers, ta'anu ki midos ra'os mafriyos le'hana'a me'le'a min ha'olam. They argued that negative midos prevent us from fully enjoying the world. V'chivan shera'u b'ta'anuk bilti mufra tachlis ha'chaim. Since they saw the purpose of life as being maximum enjoyment, they said that a person has to have good midos in order to be able to enjoy the world to the maximum. That's the second answer. Lehavdil, the third answer. Shlomo HaMelech kosa b'sefech Homa Shlomoi, ki lo yisavoy ha'chma b'lev ra. Wisdom cannot flourish in an evil heart. V'im kein rotze lizkos l'chochma tzech liyos ba'al midos tovos. If a person wishes to earn chochma, he has to have good midos. The next answer. Socrates amar shish bo kuach tehomi. Socrates said that he finds within himself a deep force, an abysmal force, hamoin oy me'avel, that prevents him from doing iniquity. Uvaze gilam ha'sheolam korim matzpun. He thereby revealed what came to be known later as the conscience. Yesh bechol shitos elu nekudas emes. In all of these answers, approaches, there's a point of truth. Aval af achas inah maspika. No, not one of these answers is sufficient to answer our question completely. Afilu la matzpun ikshah kuzari. Regarding the conscience, the kuzari asks, im shtei umois nilchamois zoim zoi. If two nations are at war, one with the other. Umatzpunam shel chayelei shtei umois mechayev osam l'harog hatzad shekenegdoi. And each soldier on opposite sides is motivated by his conscience to defend his country and to kill soldiers on the other side. Eze matzpunu amiti, which of these is true? Torasenu akedusha mechayves osanu leleches bitrachav. Our Torah obligates us to follow in Hashem's ways. Vetzivui ze kolel kol midat tova. It's this instruction, this commandment, that obligates us to acquire all good midos. Mitzvah zo kolel eskol dokei chesed ve'atava ve'lifnim mishor hasadim. This mitzvah includes all paths of chesed and goodness and going lifnim mishor hasadim, beyond what is required. She'adam mitivoy mesugal ases maaseh chesed. it's possible by our nature to do chesed. As the Midrash says, chesed oma yibore. Chesed argued that man should be created shugoimel chasadim. It's within our nature to do chesed. Bemidois emes v'mishpat, when it comes to the midah of emes, the midah of justice, ein mitzvah shel halicha midrachav. There's no mitzvah to walk in Hashem's ways. Ki adam mitzad atzmoi v'tivoi, because a human being innately ein yechol yos shalemem, cannot be perfect in these midois. Ayen yisivoy sulam lemaharal, mesiv gemidos chasadim peik alef. Rabbeinu Agon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter lamad hanagois niflois midrakei Hashem, that can be seen in Nesivoy Yisrael b'sefer O Yisrael. Come and see this great principle in any concept of drawing near to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Iso besifri ala pasuk, the Midrash comments on this pasuk in the Shema, v'yu ha-devarim ho'ele al levavecha. It's also cited in the Yalkut, Parshas Veschanan. The Midrash says, lefi shomer ve'ohavta is Hashem Elokecha. The Shema begins with instruction to love Hashem. Well, how do I do that? How do I achieve that? Talmud Lomar, the answer is in the next pasuk of the Shema. Vayu ha-devarim ho'ele al levavecha. Place his words upon your heart. Shemitoch kach ata makir b'kadosh baruch hu u'midabek b'rav. Through studying these words, you will come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu and cleave to his ways. Harei meiz debekus b'kadosh baruch hu tzricha letzes miyad halicha b'rav. Chazal teaching us that from cleaving to Hashem, the immediate practical consequence must be to emulate him, to walk in his ways. Hakara shein imah halicha b'drachav. Any hakara, any insight into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any knowledge which is not accompanied by a practical change in one's conduct, einena hakara amitis, is not a true understanding and insight into Hashem. Uvshabes kuf lamed gimel amud beis abru, Chazal they say, ze eili ve'anveihu, aber she'ol omer ve'anveihu hevei domeloi. Ve'anveihu means to be similar to Hashem. Mahu chanun v'rachum, af ata hayei chanun v'rachum. Just like he is compassionate, so that you should be. Rashi there explains, hevei domelo, ve'lashon anveihu, ani v'hu. Anveihu is like a contraction, A-N-H-I. E'ese atzmi kemoisoi, lidabek v'drachav. I will make myself like him to emulate his way. His ways. Ein ze drash shel minas vanveh greida. It's not a mere drosh of the word vanveh. Ela ze haya matzav haklal Yisrael b'kiyas Yam Suf. That was the level of klal Yisrael when the sea split. Shereu atzman im kol yechol seiz barach pli mechitza. They saw themselves with the omnipotent God without any barrier. Mamash begeder anivu. It was the closest possible intimacy, I and he. Umiyad yatzalei mizeh, the immediate consequence was e'aseh atzmi kmo yisoeh, a determination to emulate Hashem. Hamisyamer shikir saboreh, mibli sheiti midesav. A person who pretends, claims that he knows the Creator without having made a change in his midois for the better, esaboreh yisborach lo yikir. You can be certain that he does not know the Creator. This is an explanation of this idea of Adame, I resemble him. A person who separates himself from this, from the commitment to resemble Hashem. Nika al Shem Adama, as Ashla said, he is called Adam because of his origin in Adama, in the earth. The second chelek, Veda ki nefesh harasha, says Rabbi Yonah. You should know that the soul of a rasha, a rasha whose soul just yearned for physical things during his lifetime. It was completely detached from Avodah Saboreh. It was uprooted from its root in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's upon that individual's death that soul comes down to that place where all the desires were actualized. Ta'avas ha-rasha nifredes me'avidas Hashem. The desires of the rasha separating from avidas Hashem. Uve'emes mekoyma davka b'avida. Whereas it should have really been focused on avida. Gam ta'avas ha-guf sheyechas l'avida. The desires of the body are also part of the avida. V'chashem yishtamshim bah le'mitzvah. When those desires are used for mitzvah, hinikreis eish kodesh. It's called a holy fire. והפרדס התאווה מעבידס השם אל חפצי הגוף. Separating this tava, taking it from its proper realm of avodas Hashem to indulgence, goyrim es oizis, what it causes is furthermore shanefesh nivdeles masharashim shela. It causes the uprooting of the nefesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shoresh shanefesh ubamiromim. The soul is rooted in Shamayim. Umanira, how awful it is, how terrible it is. שאדם יכול לנתק או יסח משם, that the individual can actually uproot his own soul from there, ותהיה מגושמס כל כך, and to make his soul so physical, עד שבמו יסח תרד לארץ, that upon his death, the soul actually comes here. אבוידסנו היא לעלויס את הגוף, ולא להוריד חס וחלילה את הנפש. In a nutshell, האבוידה is to raise the body, rather than bring down the soul. To summarize, בחירה זויס היא בידינו. This choice is in our hands. להיות בבחינס אדמה, חס וחלילה בבחינס אדמה. To be אדמה, an אדם, because I resemble הקדוש ברוך הוא, or the opposite, to be an אדם, because a person is earthy. אין לנו לטפס לשמיים, we should not storm the heavens, אלא לעמוד תמיד על הקרקע, but rather stand with feet firmly planted in the ground. אבל יש להעלויס זה גוף, but we need to raise the body, and its various forces, using the power of das. In this statement, we include all the definitions of human being that we learned from Chazal in this chapter. Ad kan.